doors are open on the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick welcoming you aboard. And hopefully you will not be bored. Oh, good Lord. Okay, enough of the poetry. Radio Thrift Shop is the Dusty Groove Preservation Society, exploring musical relics from the past century, honoring music left by the wayside, forgotten in the streams of time. Radio Thrift Shop is for lovers of 78s, vinyl, 8-tracks, cassettes, reel-to-reel, and analog culture. Okay, let's get cruising into today's broadcast with the incredible Bongo Band. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. The sounds of the incredible Bongo Band from their LP, and that was, of course, Apache. This is DJ Frederick, and you are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to be winding down the corridors of your favorite charity shop or flea market or kind of climbing through the recesses of your grandpa's attic on a musical trip. So please join me. Today I'm going to play several tracks by a musician named Bob Smith. He released an album in 1970 called The Visit. And it's a very ghostly visit on some level. Much of the music seems to draw together the various strains of West Coast psychedelia and folk rock, and then slathers it with reverb and production. Bob Smith's voice also helps to be, he's very fine, he's expressive, and he comes across as a far more chilled out Jim Morrison, and at times, maybe a latter-day Eden Abbez. He kind of goes all over the metaphysical map on this album, and I really, really enjoy it. It was originally a 2-LP set released on Virgo Records. This is a very cool tune, and it's for someone who just bought a jump rope, which says, "Can you jump rope?"
Scalpels from the doctor who speaks his word. I listen to him and I praise his every word. Society tells me all for what I've heard. Maybe he'll just. sacred cigarettes. Guide me by the law. Just a feeling in the air to let me know you're there whenever I'm without you. And when I feel you there with me, I fall down on my knees and thank the world I have you. I'm glad you. Thank you.
is the sun for all to see. My love is the spring after winter's flow. My love is the dawn signaling birth. My love is of thee, and of thee there is only forever, my love.
Yes, the ubiquitous Bob Smith from his LP, The Visit, and that's a tune called The Ocean. Before that, we heard David Sinclair from his debut LP, released in 1973, and To Know You. This is DJ Frederick, and you are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, and I'll be spinning some vinyl next from, back in the day, back in the 1960s and 70s in the United States and in Britain, a lot of times lounges and clubs would have their own bands or would have sort of like a home band, and that would be where they gigged, sometimes five, six, seven nights a week. And this is definitely a lounge band known as the Malibus, who primarily gigged in Maine at a place called the Country Way Restaurant. The Malibus consisted of Wendell Bickford Jr., Bob Parrott, Bob Barnes, and Neil Gibson, and they dedicate their album to their families and friends especially to Henry and Barbara Paradis, owners of the Countryway restaurant in South Paris, Maine. I really, really love these kind of lounge band records that were released to sell to fans who might show up and hear them gig at the restaurants that they played at. So here you go, the Malibus.
Thank you.
You can hear the snap and crackle on that one. That's a great old 45 by the band Mason, Dixon, and Acapulco Gold that was released on the Buttercup Records label. Before that, you had The Music Circle with a tune called Chameleon, and we started this set off with the Malibus from South Paris, Maine, with their version of Wipeout, and that was from an LP released on Scenic Records. This is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we go exploring all kinds of musical genres from the past century of recorded sound, music that you might have to dust off, or music that you might find at a yard sale or a flea market, or who knows, maybe up at your local transfer station while you're recycling. All right, we're going to listen to a piece now that has that kind of thrift shop sound, very, very indie, released on a 7-inch single in Czechoslovakia, of all places. This is a musician who calls himself Zurich, and a tune called Now You're Gone.
Yeah. left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. Then I never lost a minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheels keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. I've seen a lot of places in Memphis,
another dream, follow me away. Show me how to dream, what will seem to be. Give me your mind, give me your time, give me your bread and your wine.
Close the door and say you love me, make me high and fly above me.
Laughing, turning, spinning my mind, my mind.
Open up your eyes,
tell me
lies, tell
me lies
no more. Tell it with your eyes, like the times before.
Give me your mind, give me your time, give me your bread and your wine.
Say what you feel.
Falling away.
They fall. How do they fall?
Mason and Dixon with The Bigger They Are, The Harder They Fall. Before that, we heard Wendy and Bonnie with The Paisley Windowpane from their one and only LP Genesis, which was released, I believe, in 1968. The Hubbles before that with another album from 1968 and Dream Mover. And it snuck in a track by The Malibus, yes, from South Paris, Maine, Proud Mary, and we started that set off with Zurich, Now You're Gone. We'll be right back with more Radio Thrift Shop after this.
Earth, sky.
There are more than 25,000 different species of...
Sky.
There are more than 25,000 different species of orchids in the world, but here's one that's especially unusual.
It's called Risenthella gardneri, and this critically endangered orchid found in Western Australia spends its entire growth cycle underground. Even when it flowers, the blooms are several centimeters below the soil surface.
Earth Sky spoke to Etienne Delanois, lead author of a February 2011 paper on this underground orchid. Dr. Delanois explained that Risenthella gardneri doesn't need sunlight to grow.
Instead, the orchid has evolved a parasitic relationship with an Australian fungus and an Australian broom bush. The fungus provides the orchid with mineral nutrients and sugars. Water comes from the bush. With these ingredients, the orchid cooks up its own food. Yet at the same time, the orchid still has chloroplasts, cells used in photosynthesis. Scientists still don't know why.
The Risenthella gardneri is extremely rare. There are only 50 known plants in the wild, in 5 secret locations in Western Australia. The orchids are even difficult for informed scientists to find. It often takes hours of searching under shrubs to find just one underground bloom. See pictures at our website. I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
Okay, we're going to hear another track from Bob Smith from his double LP set, The Visit. This is a tune called Please.
Thank you.
the UK band Fantasy from their 1979 LP, Flying High, and that was a cover of Deep Purple's Black Knight here on the Radio Thrift Shop. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I'll be here again next week. And I want to thank folks who are listening on KDX or listening via Troubadour 1700 or also on the Global Voice. Your comments would be much appreciated. You can email me at FMOE, that's as in Frank Mike Oscar Echo, at colby-sawyer.edu. That's FMOE as in Frank Mike Oscar Echo at colby-sawyer.edu.